Western weapons in our hands are very painful for the Russians. Therefore, the enemy uses every opportunity to discredit the armed forces of Ukraine and undermine our partners' trust in us. Blocking the arms supplies and splitting the international coalition in our support is the goal of yet another information front deployed by the Russian Federation. Russia's trace is seen in materials in which Ukraine is accused of smuggling, resale, loss, and improper use of weapons supplied to us by partners. To do this, Russia uses a wide range of information influence tools. Opinion leaders affiliated with it, experts, the press, politicians not only in the Russian Federation but also abroad, Hanna Malyar, Deputy Minister of Defense of Ukraine, said. As the official noted, the more Western weapons change the situation on the battlefield in favor of Ukraine, the more hysterical the Russian Federation will behave. But all these enemy efforts to discredit Ukraine are useless. Our country was the first to initiate and now actively implements, with the participation of Western partners, an extensive system of monitoring and control of the weapons supplied to us. In addition to international, state, departmental mechanisms for monitoring the use of Western weapons, parliamentary control in this sensitive area has also been introduced in Ukraine. A few more facts. Ukraine has not received any inquiry or hint of distrust from the official state agencies of partners. Some allies have sent representatives to Ukraine who have the opportunity to observe the use of the weapons provided by them. Ukraine started implementing NATO Logistics Functional Area Services, LOGFAS, system back in 2019. It ensures transparency of accounting and use of international military aid. There is an important circumstance that is worth paying attention to. The number of weapons provided and their level has only been increasing recently. This means that despite all the commotion of our enemy, Ukraine enjoys trust, the Deputy Minister of Defense summed up. Natalia Tolub.